agency plan, and we recommend these recommendations for tenure of the license if issued. Issue number 11 related to thermal monitoring and tailing storage facility. AEM predicted that frozen condition within the tailing storage facility or TSF will take 10 to 15 years. Once frozen conditions are established, the ability of the tailings to produce acid and leach metals will be minimized. However, we previously were unclear about the period of the thermal monitoring proposed. AEM responded that they will monitor thermal condition within the TSF until it can be clearly demonstrated that the underlying tailing mass has fully frozen and no longer presents an environmental risk. For the purpose of estimating reclamation liability, it has been assumed that this will require a minimum post-closure monitoring period of 15 years. GNDO is satisfied with AEM's commitment to conduct thermal monitoring of the TSF until it does not present an environmental risk. We further recommend that the thermal monitoring result be reported annually. These commitment and reporting recommendation are recommended to form a tenure license if issued. Issue number 12 related to thermal monitoring and rock storage facility or ISF. Waste rock from mining operation will be disposed of in a portage and vault rock storage facilities. The establishment of frozen condition within these facilities will minimize the likelihood of acid drainage and metal leaching. GNDOE, however, were previously uncertain whether AEM plans to conduct thermal monitoring for the two rock storage facilities. AEM responded that they intend to monitor thermal condition and chemical drainage condition in both RSF to verify physical and chemical stability. Mitigative measures will be employed if monitoring indicates that chemical and physical stability are not present. GNDO is satisfied with this commitment and recommend these form a tenure of the license if issued. Issue number 13 is related to dikes breaching and water quality. Dikes separating the flooded open pits from nearby lakes will eventually be breached, and the water in the pit lakes may contain elevated levels of metals. In the GNDOE technical submission, we raised a concern about the water quality in the pit lake at a point where the dikes are breached. Inadequate water quality within the pit lake will affect the surrounding lake water quality when the dikes are breached. AEM responded that they proposed to breach the dikes only where the water quality within the dike, within the pit lakes meet the CCMB guidelines, background lake concentration, or other risk-based assessment criteria. GNDOE supports AEM's proposal to meet CCMB guidelines or site-specific criteria within pit lakes prior to dike breaching. The site-specific criteria should be approved by Environment Canada, and these commitments and recommendations are recommended to form a tenure license. Issue number 14, related to closure for the tailing storage facility and rock storage facility. In the GNDOE technical submission, we indicated that closure success of the TSF and the RSF is based on the assumption such as correct rock characterization and establishment of frozen condition within the cores of these facilities. However, there are underlying fuel reality that may affect these assumptions during mine operation. GNDOE therefore recommended that AEM revise closure plans for these facilities as the operational information and management plans are revised. AEM concurred with our comments and indicated that they will update the closure plan for the vault rock storage facility based on additional rock characterization information. However, we are unclear if this commitment to update closure plans will also be applied to TSF and the Portage RSF. Therefore, we recommend AEM revises closure plan for the TSF and the two RSF as operational information and management plans are revised. And we recommend this formal tender license if issued. And the last issue is related to revegetation and reclamation. GNDOE were previously concerned about the short monitoring period, i.e. 11 years post-closure for revegetation post-closure. AEM responded to our concern and indicated that they will continue to monitor the condition at the reclaimed meadowbank site, including the success of revegetation measures until the landowner and the Nunavut Water Board are satisfied that the site is chemically and physically stable and that the ongoing risk of release of contaminants to the surrounding environment has been adequately addressed. GNDO is satisfied with AEM's commitment and recommends these form a tender of the license if issued. To sum up our review, the water license application submitted by AEM described measures to mitigate and manage potential impacts resulting from the meadowbank project. The application generally provides satisfactory mitigation and management procedures for all waste streams and hazardous materials. GNDOE supports this license application moving forward if these concerns and recommendations discussed above are addressed. Before we conclude our presentation, Earl Badalou will make some statement on behalf of Community and Government Services, also with the GN, regarding security issues.
Thank you, Helen. Mr. Chair, Earl Badalou. Firstly, I regret to say that Community Government and Services are, after Government in Nunavut, was unable to attend this intervention. So they have asked that I outline their position concerning security bonding for the marshalling area facility in Baker Lake. Our land use permit number 603-0-LUP-07-001 for the marshalling area facilities commenced on May 4th, 2007 with an expiry date of May 4th, 2008. The facilities, all of which are to be fenced, consists of a barge unloading facility with an adjacent storage and marshalling area. Fuel storage for 4 10-million-litre tanks, a storage compound for explosives, interconnecting roads, and an office trailer will compose the site. AEM has indicated that they are currently weighing various options for the location of the site. CGS issued that they will seek appropriate financial security for the component of the project on commissioner's land. CGS will know better which component of the project to include in its liability assessment once AEM has provided the necessary details concerning the location of the marshalling area. CGS will discuss the options of